Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Empire Building Podcast. Wendy and I are so excited to be bringing you part two of our really impactful mid-year personal and business goal setting. And if you haven't listened to the first part of this, which just is right before this episode, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to it. And also, if you listened to the episode last week and it resonated with you, would you please do us a huge favor? Would you be willing to write us a five-star review if that episode really impacted or helped you in any way? And maybe also, if you're hearing this and you have a friend that you're like, gosh, my friend really could use help with this, do us a favor and share it with them, because part of the way that we get to do this is by getting to impact and help others. This is completely a passion project for us as your Empire Building hosts. And if we can help you or a friend or someone that you love and care about, that's really something that we just get such great joy in. So today we're going to be diving into actually a very different way to look at your business for the mid-year. So if you listened to last week's episode, this is going to be a little different spice. And I'm excited for it because we're really going to be talking about how do you assess your business in mid-year? What do you need to look for? And what do you need to do about it to make sure that you are absolutely crushing your goals going into the second half of this year? So let's dive in.
Yeah. So whether you're a solopreneur, a team leader, or growing a business, this mid-year reset is just so, so powerful. It's a great way to get your team on the same page. And also if your team is kind of lagging, you know, which sometimes they do when things are shifting, it's a great way to bring your team together and to energize them and get them excited to finish out strong. Because I think sometimes maybe when things are lagging, the tendency is to just let that energy continue in a downward trajectory. Mm-hmm. And a mid-year reset says, you know what? The year's not over. We've got time to finish strong. Like, let's crush 2025. Okay. So first thing you want to do is you want to review your goals. Okay. So go back to the goals that you set at the end of 2024 and pull out your goals, pull out your KPIs. What did you want to accomplish for 2025? And are they still relevant? Based on the market, based on where you at revenue-wise, based on possibly your team has changed.
Yeah.
Very possible. Your team may look completely different. You may have added people. You may have subtracted people. So based on that, is it still, are you still going to be able to do what you set out to do at the beginning of the year? And then basically go back to your goals and score each one. Am I on track? Okay. Am I behind? Did I finish it? Right? Is it completed? Or is it no longer a priority? So just go back to your original GPS, your original plan, and score each one on track, behind, complete, or no longer a priority.
I love that. And then the second thing we're going to go in and do is we're going to assess our key metrics and milestones. And oftentimes in a business, there's a couple of different departments or areas that you want to look at. The first one is revenue, because without money, nothing else really happens. So even nonprofits need revenue to thrive. So we want to look first at revenue. Are we meeting our monthly targets? Are we meeting our quarterly targets? A gift we get being in, you know, as hosts here in the Empire Building Podcast, a gift we get by being in real estate is oftentimes our revenue cycles are 30, 60, or 90 days out. So you have the ability to make action and have very quick results occur from that. Being in the real estate space where there are a lot of other businesses, we were involved in a real estate business in the UK, they have 9 to 18 month revenue cycles. That is a very different like revenue cycle. If you want to change the trajectory of your business, you have to look way far in advance in order to be able to do that. So it's a huge gift if you have a shorter revenue cycle.
Yeah.
The challenge is you're constantly having to make sure your revenue is there. The
yeah.
benefit
It's a good and bad
that,
thing.
Yeah, it is. Because every 30 yeah. to 60 days, you're like, ah. Yeah. But also, you can impact that and change it very quickly here in the United States because of that. So I want to shout that out. So we're going to go in and assess, are we meeting our quarterly or monthly revenue targets? The second part is on growth. What are our leading indicators for growth and are they on track? And oftentimes that looks like your funnel, right, for your business. So that looks at your leads that have come in, right?
Yeah.
Your lead funnel. Are the leads coming in? How are the conversations and the conversions going? And then the second part of that is if you have a high recurring revenue model, what does retention look like? What does customer retention look like or repeat customer business look like as well? Then after that, we want to look at how are we getting the business? So what does marketing look like? What's driving the results and what's underperforming? And yeah, Wendy, go ahead.
Well, no, I love this. I just was going to jump in and say, yeah. You know, I think this is the thing that a lot of us don't do is maybe at the end of the year, we look at our marketing and we assess where things are going. And, you know, our brilliant friend, Sarah, you know, this is something that she's looking at literally on a weekly basis. And hey, what's actually working this year? And are you getting rid of the things that are no longer serving you?
I love that. Well, and also we just aired an episode series around like how to service home sellers and clients and what they're looking for. And something I was talking about with our business coach and also our ops team this last week is when you have a longer sales cycle, instead of stuff just selling immediately off the shelves, your servicing cycle looks different, but it also allows you to actually add back in some of the delight and surprise and things that generate repeat business, reviews, referrals during the process that you didn't get to have before. And so if your cycle of your business is getting longer on the servicing side, there's actually an amazing opportunity there to create an incredible customer experience that you might have had to cut out when it was a shorter cycle before. So I'm actually super pumped about that part.
This is so good. And especially if you have administrative help, and maybe one of them is a bit slower than they were. Maybe you've got one, like on our team, we have a contract to close that's working with buyers and one that's working with sellers. And, you know, we're just doing less buyer deals. So give that, you know, the buyer transaction coordinator the ability to step in and do that. Like give them permission and say, listen, you've got a budget of X. It doesn't have to be expensive. I mean, you could order a pizza for someone for $20, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of surprise and delight and just challenge that person like, hey, you know what, based on what you know about this person, what would totally amaze them? And then, you know, if they've got the bandwidth to do that, plus you've given them permission, I mean, what's the ROI on a $25 pepperoni pizza?
Oh, completely. I love that one. Like, I mean, you and I both love the idea of delighting and surprising too. I think it's how you create a wow in the business. And so that's super awesome. And I love that the last part of this that we're looking at is the operations side. So do we have systems and processes? We did a whole episode around flywheels earlier this year too. Are our systems working well? Are they actually operating properly for the market that we're in? Or do we need to get in and adjust things to be more efficient? And like, I'll give an example. Like we've picked up a couple of account-based business pieces because in our market shifts, that's something I like to make sure we're adding in for some recurring revenue and some stability and the lower price points. Well, our operations team needs to work differently for those than we do when we're working on like a $2.5 million house versus a $150,000 house. We still give them exceptional service, but the cycles need to look different. So we've gone in and had to retool a bunch of our systems for servicing more of an account-based business than a luxury seller, which needs to be serviced differently.
Yeah.
So, you know, are your flywheels working? Are they operating properly? And is there anything you need to adjust or tweak in order to be able to do that?
So smart. Well, and then the third thing that you want to look at is you want to evaluate the offers that you're putting out there. So, you know, we like to call it a MOFR, a make offer for immediate response.
Yes.
You know, we've been in a shifting market here in Austin, Texas. And I know, Seychelles, you're right there with us.
We're right there with you. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all went really up during COVID. And then we've seen a steep declines over the last 3 years.
This is not a competition you and I want to win. I'm
no,
going to be clear, though.
No, I think I do think I'm winning it, though. I think Austin is kind of
winning it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be a close second to you either. But both of our markets, DFW and Austin, are both have been in shifting markets for a couple of years, whereas a lot of people are new into this. Like Boston still had less than a 3 month supply a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I talked to someone yesterday and they were saying they're getting 6 or 7 offers. But, you know, we sat in that mastermind with Gary and I can tell you that every market is going to be following, with very few exceptions, is going to be following what we're following. Like we're already seeing the data. things are slowing down all over the country. And so this is super relevant. Like, what worked before isn't going to work now, right? So if your offer before was something like, we're great at multiple offers.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Well, guess what? That doesn't
that
work anymore.
That may not be your value.
Yeah, yeah. 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 I mean, and so you're having to shift. Like, so for instance, we're seeing listings sit. So pretty much about a year ago, we are sitting down brainstorming, like, what do we do to have conversations with sellers over the long haul? You know, we're still pricing it right, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, sellers don't always have circumstances that allow them to price under the market, which that's our ideal.
Yeah. If you haven't been in the business 14 or more years, you actually haven't seen this. I had a friend of ours, Lindsay Knight, who's an amazing agent. She's been in the business 13 years. And I saw yesterday, she was saying, this is the first time I've seen this market and I've been in the business 13 years.
Crazy.
So if you haven't been in more than 14 years, this is new to you. And that's okay. But you just need to know, like, during this mid-year like review, this is something for you to look at.
Well, and this is often why new agents are able to take the ball and run with things, because they are nimble, they are new, they don't have entrenched patterns. I know at my office, I started in 2009, and actually some of the top agents still today are those agents that started in 2009 and 2010, because they had no preconceived notions about, you know, what life is going to look like. That's fine. However, you know, the time to take market share is literally now, when there's a shift.
Right now.
Yeah, when there's a shift. And the way that you do that is you look for opportunities, right? You look for where the pain is. You know, the old saying is, I'd rather be aspirin than vitamins, right? So where are your people seeing their pain, and how can you take advantage of that and pivot your business so that you can help solve their pain?
I think it's asking these questions when you're looking at your make offer for immediate response or your MOFIRs, like, is your product or service still solving the right problem? Number one. Number two is, what feedback or trends have emerged that you need to be paying attention to? And then what are the gaps? And oftentimes when you see a gap, like our days on market went from 16 in our, you know, DFW market to 68 in the last year. Well, there's a gap in knowing how to talk to clients and actually what numbers to be looking at, because you need to look at the comparable like sales and actives and under contracts completely differently. So what are your gaps? Or you're like, I actually don't know how to do this, right? Like, what do you need to be learning? What do you need to be training on? And put that on your calendar.
Yeah. And that's honestly why it's so important to have a circle of people around you who maybe are in your industry or can see trends as they emerge, because that hive mind is, you know, they're going to see things a lot quicker than maybe you would on your own, or you're going to notice it as a trend.
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
Well, and you alluded to, so this is number four for you for what you need to be evaluating. You alluded to this at the beginning, which is, how is your team doing? How is their morale? And how is the culture of your organization? And it is so important to be doing a check-in on this, to be retelling and casting the vision for what the company is doing and why you're here. It's so important. So we're going to be doing a check-in on this.
I was really feeling this on my team earlier this year. It just was, I feel like it's, you know, it's been, those of you that are in the real estate industry, it's been hard, you know?
I'm tired.
Like,
yes.
Seychelles and I, our teams rolled down the hill in 2019 and then COVID hit in 2020, and then our market went crazy in 2021. And then, you know, since 2023, we've had a pretty bad declining market. Yep. So it's a lot.
We've been on.
Yeah.
For 6 years, we've just been on.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of our agents have been in the business for a while. And I just was sensing it. You know, it's just this kind of feeling of people just they need something. They needed something. So it was a really good aha for me in that I decided to get some help. I know I talk about this all the time, but sometimes I forget it myself. And I just was feeling like, ooh, I don't want to carry the burden of being the cheerleader and creating that, you know, because like to shift the energy and the momentum of your team requires a lot of energy.
It does, yeah.
And so I decided to make an investment. And so what I did is I hired a coach. There's an amazing coach. Her name is Megan Henry. Her sole focus is on the database.
Shout out to Megan. She's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's actually in my market. She's up in Georgetown. She's with MAPS Coaching. And so she had sent me a promo email, or maybe I saw it on Facebook or something. I don't know. I can't remember where I got it, but I think she actually reached out to me by email, like a really very cleverly worded email. And she said, I have this program where I work with teams, and it's a very specific 12-week program where I'm working one-on-one with your agents to help them cultivate these new skills that they need to face this new challenging market. And so it was 12 weeks. She worked one-on-one with all my agents, and then we had group sessions and we did role play. And it was really great.
Awesome.
Our whole operations team got involved. We had a lot of games. It was a lot of energy. It was a lot of fun. It was like a lot of team bonding. We actually split up in two groups and we competed against each other, which was super fun. And it resulted in the potential for 166 pieces of new business.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it was great because then that next week, the energy was completely different on the team. Everyone felt, A, like they could control their destiny. B, they were just busy and excited, you know, agents want to be busy and excited. And then it created this camaraderie on our team that was, you know, our team's always been great, but it was like created this great camaraderie where we got to spend all this time together over the course of a week. So, and then my aha around that was like, hey, you know what? I don't have to do all this alone. Like I can hire someone strategically to help me with some of these pieces of my business. And so it was just a good reminder for me.
You know what? Others have lived before you. And I think that's a great example of utilizing somebody else's gift zone in order to be able to help bring energy in. There's two ways in which we've systemized some more fun on our team. Number one is we've sent out for years now a quarterly thank you gift for raving fans of ours that send us referrals. So what we've started doing is turning that into a team experience that then becomes something. So like our last one, it's getting sent out this week, but we went in and did a candle workshop at one of our local companies.
So fun.
And we all created our different scents and then we all voted on whose scent was the best in order to then have that made into 150 candles that got shipped out this week as the like signature scent for the team.
I love that. So it's like Eau de Vanpool.
It is. It's like Eau de Vanpool.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Like we, you know, we brought in food and snacks and the owner of the store even had puppies.
So
one of our team members adopted a puppy. So we're all holding puppies while we're doing this. And then the other way in which we've done it is we've added in a couple times a year that we're doing a cash giveaway call-in contest. And so
I saw that.
Our whole team,
like fun.
It was so much fun. Our whole team rallied around it. I think my new mission is to become Bob Barker of the real estate business. It was so much fun. I could do that all day. It was so fun.
I could see you as a game show host.
I would actually really love to do that.
Yeah.
I think it would be so much fun.
We could do that together.
Yes. Or like Ed McMahon, we could do like the sweepstakes giveaway. I just think it would be so much fun. I'm trying to like, this is my new mission to kind of figure out how I can do more of that. But like, how do you create more culture? How do you create more fun? Is your culture working for you? And if not, what person, leverage, system can you put into place to make it where it's working for you and you're not having to work it all the time? So I love that.
I love it. Yeah, that's huge. Okay. So that's team culture and check-in. Obviously, you need to be doing that not just twice a year, but, you know, all the time.
Do it quarterly. Yeah. Do it quarterly.
Yeah. All right. So then you really want to do a strategic reset for Q3 and Q4. Because remember, you know, 2025 isn't over yet. You've still got a lot of momentum and energy and excitement. So really getting clear on what's going to move the needle most in the next 6 months. Like, what are the things that we need to focus on that's going to bring the biggest and best result? And that looks like you looking at your goals, maybe simplifying things a little bit, like going all in on your one thing. And, you know, just asking yourself, am I investing my time and energy in the right place? You know, I had a conversation with my top agent, Warren McNulty, Amazing guy. Had his best month ever.
I know. Over 6 million. Man, go Warren.
I know.
Totally was fangirling on him. I was like, way to go, buddy. Awesome.
He's so humble and kind and hardworking. And he has a new baby and he's building his dream house. So it's like, he's just, I'm so lucky. But, you know, he loves to take action. That's one of his superpowers, is that he loves to take action. And so we work well as partners because I'm like, hey, let's throw a little bit of strategy on top of some of the action. And let's do a little bit of analyzing to see which things are working and which things aren't working. Because, of course, you know, he's a dad of two young,
he's a doer.
Beautiful girls. And so he's got to make choices with his time. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So looking at what are the things that you can go all in order to really end the year strong. And I would just identify a couple, mm-hmm. you know, one or two, maybe three. What are those goals that you can rally the team around, right? What are we going to do from now until the end of the year? And just do them really, really well and see what the results are.
I think that's awesome. And then the last part, this is the step you absolutely cannot pass go, do not skip, is you have to communicate the plan once you figure it out. Like, we actually have to tell people what the plan is.
Yes.
So tell your team, tell your family, tell your friends what your plan is, because if they are invested in your success, they're going to want it more for you and they're going to want it for themselves, number one. Number two is when you're executing on the plan and you're having wins, tell people about your wins. Mm. You don't need to be a business owner in secret in a vault. Like, let's let people know where you're winning, what your progress looks like. People love to be part of somebody else's mission and vision and dream. That's like, I think about Tom's with the one for one, right? Like, buy a pair of shoes, give a pair of shoes. What a great mission.
Brilliant.
You know, when you're buying a pair of shoes, somebody else is getting a pair. It's easy, it's simple, it's communicated well. But so make sure you're telling people about the plan and let them know progress as you're going, because it's going to give you energy to keep going. And I love the idea of even like doing a communication out. Hmm. I actually just filmed the video that's going out to our clients to say, hey, we're doing a mid-year status update of what's going on in the market, and here's where we need your help, right? Hmm. If you have a friend or family member that's considering selling, here's a couple things that you could tell them right now that might impact their decision-making, right? And as a team, our mission between now and the end of the year is to impact another 75 families to make sure that we're helping them accomplish their goals. So if you know of anybody that wants to be part of our 75, we want to talk to them, right? And so engage them, empower them, and give them some ammunition in order to be able to go be successful.
I love it. So yeah, so guys, when you're thinking about your mid-year, make sure you carve about probably 3 to 5 hours out to do some reflection. And then you're going to, number one, review your big goals. Like, what were they, right? How do you feel about them? And then you're going to assess the key metrics and milestones. So are you hitting them? Are you not hitting them? How's revenue? How's your leading indicators? How are your lagging indicators? And then you're going to evaluate what you're doing. Okay, what are your MOFRs? What offers are you making to your people? And are they actually working and converting? If not, time to pivot. Mm-hmm. Four, do a check-in with your team, right? Do a check-in with your culture. This is actually the most important thing. This probably should have been first. Honestly, mm-hmm. this one should probably be first, because they're going to be the ones that are feeling it. You know, they're on the ground floor. They're going to be noticing it before you, and make sure you step in and, you know, do whatever it takes to keep that culture. And then five, strategic reset for Q3 and Q4. 2025 is not over, people.
I think about like Monty Python, where like the guy is being wheeled out on the cart as they're taking all the dead people out. And there's a guy that's laying there that's like, I'm not dead yet. Like, as they're wheeling about it. They're like, some of people might be feeling that for 2025. Like, you're not dead yet. Keep going. You can do this.
Keep going. And, you know, honestly, if you're in the real estate industry, there is a pretty good chance that interest rates will go down later this year. There are some indicators out there. So, man, oh man, if we could get below 6%, booyah, booyah.
Yes.
And then, as Seychelle said, number six, don't forget to communicate the plan. Your job as a leader is to communicate loudly, clearly, and often. It's not your team's job to read your mind. Okay. So those are your six steps. Go out there, block some time. My challenge for you is to block some time. Probably going to have to do it with your key leaders, right? And actually should be, mm-hmm. this is something that you should probably put on your calendar at the beginning of the year, like just in case you need it. That's what I did this year. And I'm like, oh, wow, I have a half day blocked off. That's so cool. I forgot I did it.
I love that.
And so with your key leaders, yeah. Well, I mean, that's true.
It's great. Yeah, it's great. No, it's awesome.
Yeah. We forget things that are important to us, don't we? Mm-hmm. So many times.
No, I think it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
So I challenge you to find the time this week in order to save time in the future. And honestly, we want nothing more than for you to end 2025 with the most amazing results, both in your personal and in your professional life, guys. So go out there, build that big business and even bigger life. We love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.